Today we bring you a story on the increasing problem of finding an accommodation in metropolitan cities.
Glossy advertisements of residential complexes are a part of the everyday life for Priya and Seji, and so are the visits to the property consultants and financial institutions for easy loans.
In fact, if you can stretch your budget a little bit...
Despite their small savings, a house of their own is on the top of the list of priorities, even if it is miles away from their place of work.
I have to purchase a car. I'm planning to take a purchasing a car. So that's the reason even my husband is looking curious how to work out in it. If I think of a chartered, I'll be reaching home at around 9:30, 8 o'clock, 9 to 9:30 in between. It's a gap which covers. If I have my own conveyance, then only I'll be able to reach around 45 minutes. So we have to have a conveyance also, house also, and money to save for the eating also.
But the dream house beckons all, even if it is on the outskirts of the city. Sparing space in the metros has forced India to catch up with the global phenomenon of building residential complexes outside the main city, away from traffic, pollution and noise. All that is required is some standing capital and some loan from the financial institutions. For the double-income young couple, suburbs offer a viable and, in many cases, the sole alternative.
During the earlier days, somebody could think of buying a house only during the time of his retirement. Bachchon ki shaadi and all these things are already taken place. So he will, okay, by the time he is about to retire, he will think, okay, fine, let's have a house also. Or maybe his pension and his provident funds and gratuity and all that stuff. But then now, a man who is 30 doesn't really want to get married unless he has a house and a car and everything. All these things are available on the on finance. So this is definitely a gigantic, a radical change, in fact, in the perspective how this young generation think and look up to the things.
But it will be a long time for the house to be really one's own. Despite the slashing down of the interest rates, monthly mortgage payments eat up a major chunk of the income, often for more than 10 years. Life has to be planned accordingly. In India, the market analysts feel that this is the best time to purchase a house. With banks willing to finance and the government bent on making housing easier for all, it could never be too early for any youngster.